There's some rumblings of discontent by two Oceans Marathon runners who did not make the cutoff at Constantia Neck at the weekend. They were then forced to retire from the race. Some people saying that before the race, on the Two Oceans Marathon official website, it stated that the official cutoff would be at 10:50, 10 minutes to 11 o'clock. But after the race, this was apparently changed to 10:46, a 4 minute difference between those cutoffs. And there are some runners who say that they would have made that final split and would have been able to compete the race in the allotted time. Mike Finch is the editor of Runner's World. I've seen a few posts on social media, people questioning the cutoff time of the Two Oceans Marathon. Is there anything to this, Mike? Good morning.
Well, you say a few posts. There was a lot of posts yesterday on the various social media channels about this, and obviously only affected a small amount of runners, but those are the runners that are really the heart and soul of ultra-distance running in South Africa. And this happened actually at the Comrades Marathon last year, where a similar incident happened where there was an early cutoff and lots of runners weren't allowed to continue the race. And certainly from the comments that I've read, I didn't do the race, but there definitely seems to be some evidence that there was a problem with the cutoff at, as you said, the marathon mark at Constantia Neck. And the irony was that they actually cut it off a kilometre further down the road than the marathon mark, rather than actually at the marathon mark. And the problem comes in because in the old days, you had one start for the ultra distance event. In other words, when the gun went off, everybody in that race would then continue on. But now with the various groups that start off, there's different start times for different groups. So logistically, it makes it much more difficult now to handle the cutoff times. And as obviously led to quite a lot of confusion now.
The Two Oceans Marathon website reads, if you do not reach the cutoff points within the required time at an average pace of 7.5 minutes per kilometer, you will be asked to retire from the race and leave the road. There are many runners who say that there is data in place showing that runners can run much faster over that final split of the race. Something within them makes them run a little bit faster to make them reach that final gun. Is there merit in some people saying that we've been robbed in this particular circumstance? Of course, it'll be very difficult to gauge because anyone who could come and arrive at the gate say, yeah, I also could have made it as well. But is there merit to the argument saying that something went wrong here?
Yeah, there's always a bit of a debate around that because obviously, just as you just said, different people run different paces at the end of a race. But this is always a bit of a debate, and to some extent, it's reasonably subjective. You allow some time for the runners to finish that last bit of the race, and some will, you know, say, "Well, I could have done it in that time." But you know, logistically, runners slow down a lot in the last sort of third of the race, which means they have to keep that in mind when they do the cutoff. So that's always a bit of a point of debate, where that cutoff comes and how early it comes and when it comes. It's one of those debates that the organisers need to sort out. And that's exactly what happened at Comrades last year. They cut off runners earlier than they should have, potentially, and runners felt they could have finished, and the organisers felt that they wouldn't have finished in time. So it is a bit of a debate that.
We've put through a call to the Two Oceans Marathon organisers, and hopefully before the end of the show they could respond to this. But have you heard any word from whether there's an investigation, a decision being made on exactly what happened at the weekend?
Yeah, so to their credit, the Two Oceans Marathon organisers did announce on, in fact, I think it was on Sunday, that they were going to look and investigate the issue that happened, and they were going to get back to the runners within 72 hours, and that was on Sunday. So sometime today, they potentially will get back with an answer. So they have said there is an issue, and they want to investigate that issue, and they will respond hopefully sometime today, which you have to credit them for.
Mike Finch is the editor of Runner's World. If you are a runner that you believe that you were hard done by, you could have made that final split, were you stopped at Constantia, let me know. 021-446-0567. If an announcement by the Two Oceans Marathon organizers is expected sometime during the course of today, it probably means that we could probably get them on air tomorrow to respond to that. But 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.